Welcome to today's episode of the Fit to Lead podcast. I am super excited to have Kaylee McDevitt with me today. She is a registered dietitian specializing in nutrition for women's health. She owns a virtual private practice where she and her team help their clients reclaim their energy, optimize fertility, and overcome hormone symptoms through personalized nutrition. Having experienced the pitfalls of a conventional approach to women's health firsthand, Kaylee is passionate about empowering women to build health from a place of connection to self, to nature, and to community. So Kaylee, I am so excited to have you here today. Welcome.
I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me, Allison.
Absolutely. So it's funny, reading your bio, I was like, yes. I'm like, this is what my listeners are dealing with, want to hear more about. So I'm really excited to have you on. And so I would love, you know, you mentioned experiencing firsthand the pitfall. So I would love for you to just kind of share your journey and your story about how you got to where you are today.
Sure. Yeah. So I went into this field thinking I'd work in sports nutrition. That's like what I was really interested in. I grew up being an athlete, and as fate would have it, while I was in school getting my RD credential, I had a bunch of hormone health stuff going on. I was on birth control from a pretty early age. There was a lot of like anxiety and gut stuff and nutrient deficiencies and really just not feeling like myself. And a big part of my story is that I'm like a recovering perfectionist type A personality, which I'm sure your audience can relate to. And I was meticulously applying all the nutrition stuff I was being taught in school. I was running marathons at the time, and I ended up getting, you know, my RD credential, and I felt horrible. I felt the worst I had ever felt. I was like, man, I'm a fraud because I'm in this space and I don't feel well myself. And so I ended up diving into a bunch of research on hormones specifically. It wasn't really something that was covered in, I think, the 7 years that I was in school becoming an RD, and realized that almost all of our nutrition research is done on men, and that our hormones really influence our metabolism and the way that we burn fuel and the way that we perform, and that the way I was eating and moving really wasn't supporting that. So I ended up spending all of my time learning that information, was not working in that space. But by the time I made it back to feeling like me, I looked up and realized that there were a lot of other women hungry for that kind of info. So started putting it out on a blog, and then eventually moved into private practice in this space and really never looked back. So it's fun to work in women's health.
I love it. I love it. So when we talk about like happy hormones and like what, you know, that goodness looks and feels like, what are you seeing? What are you experiencing? What are you sharing with your clients?
Yeah, this is the vision that I hold for all women. I really do believe that it is our birthright to feel good. And if the hormone topic is new, an easy way to think of hormones are just chemical messengers in the body. And hormones are non-essentially balanced. You know, it's not a vital function of the body to have hormones be in balance. We will survive even if they're not. So we have to be in an adequate state of nourishment and managing our stress and self-care to really set us up for good hormone production. But hormones really influence the way we interact with the world. It's our mood, it's our sex drive, it's our brain power and creativity, it's our confidence, it's our metabolism. So when we have happy hormones or hormones in balance, we wake up with energy, we wake up with an appetite, we have zest for life, so we're excited about the things that we get to do, and we have enough energy to not just get through the workday or the must-do, but we also can pursue things outside of that and pursue passions, be there with our family, whatever that might look like. We have a good sex drive with happy hormones. We usually maintain body composition goals with relative ease. We put on muscle mass. We sleep well. We have regular digestion. That's really the picture that we're looking for with happy hormones.
And that sounds magical. Because I know most of my listeners are probably like, nope, don't have that. Nope, can't sleep, have no sex drive. I'm struggling to meet my body composition goals. So if you had to share like just some actionable steps that women could take like right now, like, all right, I don't feel great. What are some things, like three things I could do right now to kind of make those positive changes?
Yeah. So I think it's important to look at this through the framework of like how the body's making decisions about hormones. And so at the end of the day, we're choosing to allocate precious resources for hormone production if the body feels safe, meaning that, you know, stress is well managed, we're eating enough, we're getting good sleep, we're doing all the things. So when we look at it through that lens and trust that the body's really not making a mistake with symptoms, it's just the form of communication that the body has. Some of the best ways that we can support healthy hormones is making sure we're eating enough and not going super long stretches without food. And I know, you know, you serve high performing women. That's a big portion of our clientele too. They're busy, they're career women, or maybe they've got a big family. And a lot of times we go hours, if not the whole day, without remembering to eat. Or maybe we're caring for everybody around us and not caring for ourselves. And if we want a fundamental way to create safety in the body and manage stress, it's actually nourishing ourselves and eating enough. And that starts within an hour of waking, ideally, for optimal blood sugar stability. And then we continue that pattern every 4-ish hours throughout the day. The second one would be to look at our sleep and circadian rhythm. So sleep and the quality of that sleep is one piece of that, but we actually set ourselves up for sleep with our light exposure and the way that we lead our mornings. So I would recommend having a consistent wake time, so not letting that vary by hours each day, and then trying to get sunlight in our eyeballs in the morning, which I know we're just coming out of the winter when that was basically impossible for a couple of months. I think daylight savings happens soon, so maybe it'll be more possible. But that sunlight in our eyes is what entrains our circadian rhythm. It gets our hormones aligned for the day and gets us that energy production in the morning and then sets us up for sleep at night. And because you serve, you know, a lot of, I guess high achieving women would be the way I'd classify this, blocking blue light at night would be a big thing too. If we're on computers doing work at night, if we're on our phone checking emails, watching TV to unwind, considering something like blue light blocking glasses or a filter that we can put on different screens to help minimize that sleep disruption.
Yeah, I love that. And I always recommend to clients or people in general to have like a sleep routine, like similar to people have a wake routine and you brush your teeth and you work out and all those things. It's like you really need to, you know, get off the electronics, keep your phone out of your bedroom, you know, really wind, you know, let your body know that you're winding down. So I love those. Yes. I love those tips so much. And why do you think that we're having these hormone health issues today? Like, why is that so common? Because I feel like, I don't know, maybe I just wasn't paying attention to it, you know, 10 or 15 years ago, but I feel like it's so prevalent.
I know. I agree with you. I think it is on the rise. And I think if we look at how modern humans are living and the like diet and nutrition propaganda that happened over the last several decades, it makes a lot of sense. So I think, you know, through like the 80s and 90s and early 2000s, especially, we had some really ridiculous nutrition stuff going on. It was like the low fat decade, then it was low carb, then it was like everybody was doing keto, and then South Beach was in the mix. At one point, Special K had a diet that was literally just eating Special K.
Yes.
So we had this just crazy nutrition messaging and the message that thin equals healthy. So I think a lot of women spent a lot of decades minimizing their food intake and maximizing their exercise to be as thin as possible. And again, if we think about hormones through the lens of safety, if we spent decades doing that, we're gonna have a really bumpy transition into menopause because we don't have the capacity to handle that increased stress. And then the fact that modern humans have always have access to social media and news and just everything that's happening everywhere in the world. I know you work with a lot of business owners too, and just even the comparison of like what everyone else is doing and keeping up with the Joneses and the blue light from all these screens, which is great because it's allowing us to connect in this way in the evening, but it is a considerable stressor. And then the last thing I would add to that list, because it's something we work on with all of our clients, is actually mineral status. And minerals are like little spark plugs in the body, so big for energy production and enzymes. They're really depleted through stress, and we don't get as many of them from food now because our soil is quite depleted. So we've got this like double whammy of not getting enough nourishment from our food and also burning through nutrients because of stress. And that is like the recipe for hormones to be unhappy.
Yes, a recipe for disaster. So share with me maybe what for you is a non-negotiable when it comes to when you're looking at, you know, happy hormones and kind of like, you know, the right routine, the right nutrition, all that stuff. What does that look like for you?
Yeah. So I'm going to stay on the mineral theme because this has been like just total game changer for me. And we see it with our clients. We do a lot of mineral testing with our clients and we just see a theme of depletion almost across the board. Again, whether this is an entrepreneur businesswoman or someone in a really like high stress position or a mom to multiple kids, the net result is the same, depleting our minerals, and then we have a hard time creating enough energy to feel good and function optimally. So one easy thing that is a non-negotiable for me is like a mineral-rich beverage first thing in the morning. And that can be as simple as like a cup of water, a pinch of salt, and a squeeze of lime. I know salt fearing was another thing I should add to the list of things that happened in the last few decades, but it's such a helpful tool if we get some good quality salt to get some minerals back in. So we can actually get that water to the cells and start making energy and wake up that digestion. So I usually do some variation of that, whether it's water or coconut water with a pinch of salt and a squeeze of some sort of citrus.
I love that. So when you talk about mineral depletion, what's like the most common mineral that you see that's depleted? Because I know for me personally, like I feel like magnesium has been a game changer in terms of sleep and just relaxation and all that. But would love to hear like just kind of what you're seeing in your clients. Like what do you see like most common?
Magnesium is a biggie, and it's, I almost never feel comfortable recommending something to everybody, but almost everybody needs magnesium, especially if you deal with stress. And then sodium and potassium are typically low too in the way that we test that, which is where that like pinch of salt in the morning can be totally a game changer. And sodium and potassium tend to be more energizing, whereas magnesium is more soothing and getting you ready for sleep. So typically a combination of all of those would be a path toward feeling better and then sleeping better.
Love it. I love it. Any on the related to this topic, any books or podcasts that you recommend that are your favorite?
I have so many. I have too many. There's specific to the mineral conversation, if that piqued your interest, there's a great book called Strands of Health by Dr. Rick Malter, which connects like the mineral conversation to even like mental health and mood, which I think is really interesting in the context of women's health. And then this is not health related, but I loved this book and found it really impactful for just working in women's health. It's called Maiden to Mother by Sarah Durham Wilson. And it explores that rite of passage into like the mother archetype, which is not just about having kids. It's just like the more mature feminine archetype. But I think it's a really cool read and has resonated with a lot of our clients.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Though I love getting like new books I've never heard of, because sometimes I'm like, oh yeah, I love that book. I love that book. So I love that there's like two books that I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to check those out because those are new to me. All right. Last question. What is your favorite life hack?
I think my favorite life hack is the way that I spend the first like 15 minutes of the day. What I have found is that if I can make sure that an energy is going toward me and not to anybody else in the first part of the day, I just show up better the rest of the day. And what I mean by that is I'm not checking emails or Slack or Instagram in the morning. In fact, my phone is not a part of this experience. I'm doing something that's for me, whether that's going outside and walking my dog or reading a book or getting some movement. But if I can do something for myself before I turn that energy towards serving clients and women the rest of the day, I think it's made the biggest impact out of anything else.
Oh, I love that. I love that so much because I've been trying to move that way. I used to just like wake up and I'd get on the treadmill. I'm on my phone, like doing the stroll. Mm-hmm. And I've done, you know, to your point, I've noticed such a change when you're not like you said, giving energy, you're just kind of like reflecting or doing things for yourself, whether it's drinking, you know, water with lemon or walking the dog and being outside. So yeah, I love that. That is a great life hack. So highly recommend and love that you shared yours. So I would love for you to share with people where they could learn more about you, where they could learn about your services, your coaching, all that good stuff. And I will make sure to include links and all the goodness in the show notes.
Awesome. Yeah. So you can find me mostly on Instagram. it's at Kaylee RD, and my name is spelled a little weird. So it's KAELYRD. My website is the same, so kayleerd.com. But on Instagram, you'll find a lot of free educational resources and just get a feel for the general approach that my team and I use. And then you'll see different ways to work with us. And we work with clients in either a one-on-one capacity, or we have a course that kind of walks them through a self-paced version of our approach with clients.
Awesome. I love it. Well, I enjoyed so much learning about you and hearing about happy hormones, which I feel like everyone can benefit from. So thank you so much for joining the podcast today.
Thanks for having me.
I would love to share with you a brand new newsletter that I started a few months ago. It is called the Grateful Soul Newsletter. And this is a weekly newsletter that comes out and shares a variety of different activities, events, classes, conferences, all related to spirituality, yoga, sound healing, all the incredible things going on in the community that will help heal your soul, keep you healthy, and hopefully create a community of folks that are all on the path to the same place, right? It's really about tuning into your intuition, healing yourself, and enjoying spending time with a group of like-minded people that are focused on the same things. So the Grateful Soul Newsletter, highly recommend. Sign up for it. It comes out every week. You could unsubscribe if it's not your thing, but I think you will really enjoy seeing all the different local events that are happening.